Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kat back again for episode 4 of the Kat Vision Pod. It's been a little while. That's mostly my fault with the delays, but I'm back. I'm ready for you guys to listen again. Remember that you can follow me on Twitter at catvision.com, which by now you should know is CATTVISION. Also on Instagram, I'm Kat Dollas with a Z. And also make sure that you follow my producer at Barb Chair Scott on Instagram and Twitter.
Yo.
Make sure that you also follow the Barber's Chair Network on Instagram and Twitter at Barber's Chair Net. And also subscribe to the Patreon, which is patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network.
Subscribe. Keep subscribing. I see a couple of y'all who be like taking y'all subscriptions like before the month before they hit your card. It'd be a little. Like, remember that scene in Dave Chappelle where Wayne Brady was shaking a dollar at the prostitute? It's a little loose. So everybody keep your damn subscriptions. What's going on?
Subscribe. Yeah. Not really much, honestly. Like the summer is the summer. It's kind of winding down now. The NBA season, or at least the part of the NBA season that I care about, because I don't care about the draft or any of that, is over. And the Milwaukee Bucks won. Congratulations to them. At a point in time, I kind of did want CP3 to get a ring, but by like game 3, I don't know, I was really rooting for Giannis. He honestly just seems like a nice dude and he's funny. And he really impressed the hell out of me, because honestly, I was making fun of his free throws. And that last game, he made me shut up. I was actually like begging them not to send him to the line towards the end of the game.
So you want to keep making him?
Yeah, I was like, all right, he's about to like make both of these, which is crazy, you know. But shout out to him. That's really good. Shout out to them.
It's just bad they got to spend their summer. Well, the players don't, but the fans got to spend their summer in Milwaukee. You know, all they say, the best thing about Milwaukee is Chicago's an hour and a half away. It's the best thing about Milwaukee.
Yeah, honestly, I've never been to Milwaukee. I've never even been to Wisconsin. The closest I've been to Wisconsin was Minnesota, and that wasn't even that fun of a place to be. So I can only imagine the less popular little cousin Wisconsin is probably also not.
Minnesota and Milwaukee are two places Chicago niggas go get their life together. Like if you only the street nigga who got a good job, finally got a family, they either usually live in Milwaukee or like St. Paul or some shit like that.
All right, I think I'm gonna move my family to St. Paul, Minnesota. Start my life now. Get out the streets, because it ain't no streets there. I'm sure.
Right, hey, damn sure ain't no street. Just Vikings football.
Well, that's disappointing.
Exactly.
Speaking of football, I'm excited. Well, excited is, I don't know. I'm excited for football. Maybe not necessarily the season, depending on my team, but I'm still excited for football nonetheless. It's super exciting. I'm really happy that we get to have a season despite obviously COVID. I'm gonna have a season. Maybe some of the players won't, but that's really up to them. They decided that they wanted to hop on the anti-vax wave, which, like I tell people all the time, being anti-vax, like on its own, is fine. I don't really care, because it's your choice. You can do what you want to do. Personally, I got the vaccine. I feel better about it. I encourage people I care about to get it, but like at the end of the day, they can make their own choice. The problem is, like, when you're an NFL player or any type of celebrity, you have a large following. And anti-vax rhetoric is not usually based on data or research. It's usually based on people's personal opinions that they put out to people as if it's backed by science, and it's not. And so when I'm online, I can use my own discernment and vet my sources. Some people can't do that. And so you're telling them that they're going to come to your house and tie you up and make you get the vaccine. You know that that's not what's happening. But when you get on Twitter as an NFL player, as a star athlete at that, and say, they can't force me to do anything against my will, you kind of make it seem like they're sending like a hit squad to come force right. You take the shot. Like, that's not what's happening. Mandatory and forced are not like interchangeable. Something being mandatory means that if you don't do it, there'll be consequences. Force means you don't have a choice, because we're going to make you do it. You have a choice. No, it's up to you.
Yeah, it's Big Rogers not having y'all fuck his money up this year. You know what I'm saying? He's no. Like, y'all fucked my sum up last year. He's like, I'm just not going for that shit no more.
No, he wants his fans back. He wants sold out stadiums again. And I mean, as a fan, I want that too. I want it to be safe, obviously. And that starts with the players and everyone involved in the organization being responsible and encouraging fans to do the same thing. If you don't get a vaccine, like, that's not really encouraging a safe environment for everyone to play in. And then you're crying about playing. Okay, well, if you get COVID, you're not playing. Like, so, I mean, I think the benefits outweigh whatever scariness you've created in your head. The vaccine is going to make you grow a third arm, whatever. Like, I think, I mean, you could also get sick and not be able to play anyway. If you care about it, you would take your chances there, I would think. But
that's like the craziest thing to me, because it's like, okay, it's gonna give me a third leg or some shit like that. But it's like, this shit is like, if you look at the numbers, like 99% of people who are hospitalized, it's people who ain't vaccinated. So it's like you said, none of this shit is like, it'd be funny to me because people would be like, oh, I did my research. I'm pretty sure your research is better than the best scientists on planet Earth.
Podcasts, yeah. YouTube videos, and Facebook.
What you learned at YouTube University. I'm sure these dudes, like, you know, it's just a mess. But I do like that Goodell and them are, like, standing strong. Because I think I think that more leagues are probably going to do the same for their upcoming seasons.
They should. Honestly, like, as soon as the vaccine became available, I don't know why you as an athlete that wants to continue with the sport, unless there's a health concern where you physically can't get the vaccine, I don't know why your first priority wouldn't be you're traveling around, you're doing more traveling than the average person. You should be first in line to get the vaccine.
Right. And I think the thing with that too is you know, it's just people are just like, oh, well, they have to get you. Like, I understand why our people or Black people be more hesitant to do that, but one thing I always say, like, they don't need to put a chip in your shit, or they trying to keep, they killing us on TV.
Yeah, exactly. And like I tell people, like, it's okay to be skeptical, but skepticism in general, like, that shouldn't lead you down a path of just misinformation and believing in crazy conspiracies. I understand skepticism, but, like, it has to be fair. Like, do you see anything? Is there any evidence that, you know, makes you wary? Any recent evidence that directly relates to COVID-19 vaccinations, not what I know you're going to bring up, you know, not the Tuskegee, like, not that. I'm saying, like, are there any, like, recent evidence that, or are you just feeling like, oh, you know, I'm a part of this Facebook community that said the vaccines are bad, so that must be right. Like, clearly my cousin James from Bumfuck, Mississippi knows what he's talking about, like, more than the doctors. I just don't understand.
It's like the Pentagon people.
Oh, the cousins at the Pentagon. Like, yeah, your cousin gave you this exclusive information that
nobody else has access to. That nobody else has.
Your cousin, who has a very secure government classified job, gave you secret information, and you tweeted it. Like, either your cousin is dumb or you're dumb, or a combination of both. But either way, like, we don't believe you. You don't have a cousin at the Pentagon, nor the CDC. You don't.
More people. and you know, I think that the funny shit too about the whole thing is, like, I saw when Newt came out, like, it's taking away my love for the game. I don't know if I'm playing this shit. First of all, Newt, you got 3 baby mamas, brother. So you gonna play. If any gun,
I mean, I think
play your ass.
I will say the Black athletes specifically, a lot of them are just blowing smoke. They're gonna get it anyway. But it makes me even more frustrated because you got people like Cole Beasley. He believes what he's tweeting, and nobody can stop him from that road that he's on, clearly.
Right.
So, but my thing is, you don't have to, like, go down that same road. Like, as a Black athlete, you don't really get the same amount of grace already as it is, but you have the resources, and you've seen how many Black people specifically this virus has killed.
Exactly.
And you have access to get it. There are a lot of people who can't get it that want it.
You have access to that can't get it right now.
Yeah, you have coaches begging you to get it so you can get paid, and you don't want to do it. Like, I just think that is, like I said, it's your
choice. I mean, it's your choice.
If you don't
want to
do it, then you should, I think personally, if you don't want to do it, you should come right out publicly and say, I don't want to get it personally because it's my belief, instead of trying to make it seem like you're not getting it because you don't trust the people and they're trying to force it on you. That's not what's happening.
And also it's like, okay, if that's your choice, fine, but be ready to lose out on money.
Choices have consequences. Every single choice you make, you are not above consequences just because you're the number one wide receiver on the team. That you're not above the consequences. So you're going to have to either get the vaccine or you're going to have to face the consequences. Your back isn't against the wall here, though. Like,
it's definitely not.
You can walk away from the game if this is taking away your love for it so bad. You can leave. It's going to suck, mostly for you and your team, but life's going to go on. There are a bunch of other receivers that are waiting on a chance to get out on the field.
You're not bigger than the Shield. The You're Shield not. Will replace you very quickly. So
I'm glad the NFL, as crazy as the NFL is, like, just the way it's run and the fans, I'm glad that they do at least kind of like make sure that it's a balance of power. You want to give players the power, but you also want to like make sure no one thinks, oh, well, since I'm not playing, they're going to shut the whole thing down. Oh, no, you're not going to play. And then someone's going to play right behind you, buddy.
Yep.
Exactly. We'll figure it out.
They're going to figure it out. They're going to swap it out.
NFL players are finally starting to feel how us regular people feel in our jobs. Like, if I tell my job, well, I ain't getting it, and they'll be like, all right, well, bye. And they'll replace me. Like, this is how normal everyday, this is how the real life works. Like, there are things that are beyond your control, and people, the show goes on without you. Hey, even if it shouldn't, it does. Yep.
And I do think too, it's like, you really see, like, you know, and the Player Association agreed to this too. I think that's a very key point. Like, it's like, yeah, all right, you guys agreed to this shit. Like, it's not
maybe
like,
not all of y'all, but a good group of players said that I think that this is the way to go. So, hey.
It's going to be interesting to see which team is the one who's going to lose out on the playoffs because they fucked some games up.
Well,
outbreak. See, that's going to be something interesting. I'll pay attention.
We'll see. I mean, honestly, I'm more interested in seeing a change of tune from people like Cole Beasley. What is he going to do? Like,
well, they going to cut his ass.
No offense, but you aren't DeAndre Hopkins. Like, you think that
exactly
your team from playing? That's not what's going to happen.
Yep.
Exactly. They don't even need you that bad. Like, I don't know. Hey, like I said, you really just got to let people dig their own hole. Like, we can lead them to the water. You can't make them drink. I know it's an old saying, but that's
definitely a grandma saying, but it's true.
It is, but it's true. Like, it remains true. I can't force you to get all the information is out there. You've been told what's going to happen. If you don't get the vaccine, only thing you can do is either get it or don't. Nobody can force it. No matter how many times we call you stupid. Everybody on Twitter, like, the whole fiasco that was created was just ridiculous. Like, just, it was like a snowball effect. Like, one person said something. Cole Beasley, I will say, had already been preaching the anti-vax rhetoric for a little while.
What was funny is when the news dropped, he was trending.
Yeah, he was already, like, consistently on the other side. So at least his is no new thing. He has stayed true to himself, whatever that might be. So, you know, at least that, but everybody, I mean, everybody just chiming in. Yeah, I feel the same way. They can't force us. And, oh man, it was just,
did you see what TJ Ward said about Ron Rivera? I felt that was very.
Yes. No, what really killed me was, like, after he deleted it and he tried to backtrack it. And it's just like, just because you deleted it doesn't mean we didn't see it. We saw what you said. You're like, you can't try to pretend you'd meant something else.
You like Cat Williams, nigga, don't you know we can see you?
Yeah, no, for real. Like, nigga, do you know that we can see you? Like, we saw it. We were on Twitter live with you when you said it. It's been screenshotted by a million, so you can't change the context now just because you deleted it. And that was also just really, I wouldn't say that about my worst enemy. Like, that was, and it's Ron Rivera we're talking about. It's not even your worst enemy. So it's just like, what is the problem?
And another former player. This dude's not even in the league. Like,
it's just like,
fucking mouth for?
Mind your business, okay? You don't play in this league anymore. And your veteran, like, opinion may be valued in some settings, but not in this one.
Exactly. I agree with that one.
But yeah, no, I'm excited about the NFL season. I was actually like kind of excited at the idea of Aaron Rodgers leaving the Packers. I hate the Packers. Obviously, there's a Super Bowl loss there that
nobody more than me.
But like I was gonna like him if he left, honestly. I was like, wow, you know, I can just hate the Packers, but then like I don't really have to like hate Aaron Rodgers, because most of my hate towards him was specifically because he played for them. But as we can see, that didn't work out in my favor. And at the time being, he is going to be back in Green Bay against my wishes, of course. But
at least you don't have to see this motherfucker twice a year. Like, yeah, the thing with me is, like I said last week on my show, I'm 50-50 because, like, yes, I would love for him to ride off into the sunset. I kind of want to knock his ass out before he go. Like, I don't care if we go 2-15. I want those two wins to be against Green Bay. So, and the press conference. What did you think about the press conference today? Because it kind of say, like, look, I'm just here, so I don't want to get fined. I still don't fuck with these niggas. That's the vibe I got from it.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't. They both had each other backed into a corner. Everybody had their weapons drawn, and it was like, all right, we're going to have to come up with something, or we all just about to shoot each other. And nobody, like, nothing will, like, honestly, either you retire, which he don't want to do, or he's like, either y'all trade me, which they don't want to do. So obviously, like, they were both just at a place where the only solution was he got to come back and play, which sucks. Like I said, for me, because I was really excited and rooting for him to not do that, but no one cares what I think.
I feel like the longer it started going, I started to feel like, okay, he's going to come back. Yeah. And then when they did the little Last Dance picture, which, by the way, you got to dance first to have a last dance. Fucking stop it. Once they post that at the same time, I was like, okay, he's probably going to come back. But to me, they're putting a lot of pressure on themselves for this season. It's kind of like championship or bust, damn near. Like, I can only imagine if they have a 3-4 game losing streak, what it's going to be like. Because Rodgers sound like he still ain't happy from what I sound.
Absolutely not. And he's not, like, I do respect the fact that he's not hiding it. Like, hey, I might have came back, but I still, we all know I don't want to, and I'm here because that's what I had to do. But, like, I mean, I wish him the best, honestly. That's the first time I would ever say that about the Packers. But, like, because of what you said, like, now it's a lot of pressure on, like, in general, just because if he has a terrible year, like, that doesn't really look good on his whole get me out of here, y'all suck without me brigade, you know, exactly. Like, we kind of suck with you too, like, you know, so we'll see. That's best of luck. That's all I got to say. My team is going to be my team regardless.
No best of luck to them. I hope they fail.
Oh yeah, you're right. No best of luck.
Shit.
And honestly, I'm rooting for Justin Fields whenever he gets the chance to be the starter. We know it'll happen.
I'm setting over under week 6.
I think I honestly feel like he'll be starting before that. I just don't see like him not being at least as good. I just don't like.
Yeah, I agree. We have like a nice.
I mean, they're gonna try to do right, obviously, by the veteran and give him a fair chance.
Well, Matt Nagy is a fucking liar, so I take. Everything.
But I was gonna say, we also saw like last year's quarterback back and forth thing.
That's
and
my point exactly.
The smartest thing always being overall, what we learned is you need to play the best man, regardless of how you want them to feel about it. It is what it is. You had a chance to show something you didn't, then you can't really blame the coach for making the best decision for their team.
Nagy has an itchy trigger finger. Like, all it took was the first Mitch interception. And, like,
he was like, all right.
He's all right. Fuck this. Holes,
put your shoes on. Come on. Get
back. Get in the game, man. So it's.
What are you doing over there sipping Gatorade? You're right.
Exactly.
Put the iPad down. Take the headset off.
It's definitely gonna be something that's gonna be interesting to watch. I'm very excited for this season. It's been, I don't know about you, it feels like it's the longest offseason ever.
No, it really feels like it has. And I don't know if it like had to do with just how anticlimactic last season was because of COVID.
Yeah.
And a lot of teams really didn't like perform their best because of COVID and injury. Of course, injuries are every year, but COVID on top of injuries could, and I just, you know, and then Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, which nobody wanted either. So
I did.
Okay, well, you and the other 12 people in Foxborough that wanted that, but the rest of us, the rest of us did not want that. So it's just like, I mean, if Brady wins another ring at this point in his career, it's never going to be exciting because we've already seen it 7 times. Like, you know, so whatever. I think it was just anticlimactic, and like even the offseason was kind of quiet, to be honest. Like, yeah. Usually there's a lot more drama, a lot more like trades happening, a lot bigger trades, I guess we say. They were happening, but they weren't big names or anything really. Like the biggest name we were going to have like for like the trade suspense was Deshaun Watson. And then. Yeah.
Which that situation, I still think he should be on a commissioner's exempt list. Like, I don't know what the hell they doing.
When I seen like- the video of him at camp, I'm just like, for what? Not only did you like pretty much spend the entire offseason saying you didn't even want to play there, right, but then on top of that, you got some pretty strong allegations against you, and you still said even after that you still don't want to be there, but like you report to camp. And I just feel like it doesn't look good for the team or him, like any, like honestly, I don't know, it doesn't look, it just looks like it's not being taken seriously enough, but time will tell what happens with that whole situation. It looks like for now he is going to be a Houston Texan, just because I don't see in the next few weeks anyone coming up with a deal that will work for the Texans, and no one's going to give up that much for a person who may or may not even be able to play, you know. So
yeah it's definitely gonna be, it's a lot of it's one of the top, I guess, like training camp storylines. Mm-hmm. But they should at least do what the Dodgers are doing with Bauer and just be like, look, you finna be on leave until this shit is figured out.
I mean, that's, it just sets, it sets the right standard, honestly, if you do the right thing. Like, regardless of what you feel about the pending trials and allegations, it's more so just about the look. If, you know, if it comes out and he gets in some legal trouble and he really can't play, you will know safe that you said, hey, I already had him on leave until everything's worked out anyway. But you just being like, oh yeah, you can come back, I mean, guess we'll just play it by ear. Like, you really shouldn't do that in this situation.
Right, exactly.
You need to, if you're the Texans, you got a lot bigger fish to fry anyway. Like, your team was going to suck with or without him anyway. Let's just start there.
Worst team in the league.
I don't know how many games. I think they'll win like one random game. Maybe one of those in division games at the end of the season when they sit the starters, or do something dumb like the Jets did, where they just won the game out of nowhere and put somebody else in a better position. But I don't know if I think anybody is going to not win any games. And if I did think it would be someone, I don't know. I can see the Texans like squeezing one out for some reason.
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to be in the top five drafting.
Worse. Yeah, oh, for sure. Now, did I say that I think they was going to be good? No, they're going to be terrible, just like the Jets were last year and just like the Jaguars were last year. They were sorry. They still managed to squeeze out a win for one and a couple for the other, but overall, they were sorry. I still think they will be terrible.
So what do you think about your Steelers? What are you guys doing?
The mystery continues. Honestly, like, so as a fan, in my mind, what I'm doing is just, this is the last season with Ben. I just really got to take it in stride. Like, whatever happened, whether we suck or not, like, I feel comforted knowing that this is his last season on my team. Right. Unless he's playing backup. It's definitely his last season on my team as the starting franchise quarterback, which I couldn't be happier about. So I'm really just, I think that, yeah, I mean, I don't know what I think. On one hand, I'm like, I think we'll have a winning season. I do think we'll have
a winning season.
I think we'll have a winning season as usual. We'll most likely split the division games. I'm not really too much worried about those. I think we'll be better than the Bengals, if that means anything at all. I still think that they will be last in the division. I don't know, all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, the Steelers are going to be last. And I'm like, nah, what changed that much in our team and their team where they would somehow be miraculously better?
I think y'all could finish over Baltimore too. Like,
I do too. I don't believe in the Ravens. That's just me. I never will. Obviously, there's a rivalry there, but also just in general, I just don't believe in them. They can get shiny new quarterbacks all they want to and put some new pieces here and there. But as a team, I don't believe in them. If they prove me wrong, I won't be coming back saying I'm wrong, because fuck that. But I will just be like, oh, well, good for them, I guess. I don't believe in it. I never will, personally.
I definitely understand that. I don't, yeah, I don't have y'all in the playoffs, but because
yeah, I don't know if I put us in the playoffs. I think we'll have a winning season, but honestly, I don't think it'd be enough to be in the playoffs. I could see us going 9-8, but I don't think we'll be in the playoffs. And that's just basically based on like the level of competition we're playing. Like when I look at the schedule, I can point to 9 games we could possibly win. But
it's
that
also football, it's also the toss of the coin.
Like, I mean, also my team is over 85% vaccinated.
Mine is too.
Got a bunch of teams out here that's trying to get their star players to get a vaccine. Yeah. Anything could happen now. Like,
it's definitely gonna be who's gonna be the Rona wild card. The wild card situations are gonna be really interesting to pay attention to. With the AFC in general, I just feel like it's gonna be like a bloodbath. Like, it's so
the AFC is always the least like definitive division, just because either the AFC is like dramatically worse than the NFC, or like it just has a lot of good teams at once.
Yeah.
Besides the Patriots, and it's been a while since they have been that dominant over the AFC, but like besides them, there was never like a time where like it was just this team and everybody else is terrible. So yeah, it's like it's always going to be a bloodbath. Even like, even in my division, like in general, like there was a time when the Browns were absolute trash. You knew they were going to be last, like every other team. Like, yeah, you know, like, so I don't know. I think the NFC is almost always more decisive. By the time you get like mid-season, you can tell the playoff contenders and the people that are going to be saying hello to everybody from the sidelines. You can just already see it. The AFC is always more interesting with those wild card teams because they're usually multiple teams from multiple divisions, and then that always shakes it up. Like you'll have like last year, the Ravens, the Steelers and the Browns in the playoffs. Like that definitely shakes things up because these are all rival teams that play each other more regularly. So I don't know. It makes it more interesting, I guess.
Definitely. There's a little intrigue there.
I still think it's the Chiefs' season to win overall. I still think it's theirs to win.
I'm going to stop picking the Chiefs, man. Well, actually, I didn't pick the Chiefs last year. I got it. The one flaw on Patrick Mahomes' resume, not resume, flaw, but like he don't really play that well in Super Bowls. I'm like something that don't get really talked about.
I think a lot of that is experience. Like, and I know that people preach this all the time. It's really annoying, but that does make a difference. Like he's still new. So it's going.
Yeah, but you've been to 2 Super Bowls now.
And I think that's even more like, that makes the pressure even harder, in my opinion, because like a lot of people, they gained experience over time by like making it deeper into the playoffs, where it was like for him, it was damn near like Super Bowl bound from the jump. So I think that that's a little bit different. But yeah, I mean, I definitely don't think they're a perfect team, and I definitely think that they could be beat. I still just got I have the odds on
it's
them.
It's a safe pick.
Yeah, I think that that's my safe pick. You know, obviously I don't like to see any team win a lot. So once they have won more than too many I'm comfortable with, I will, of course, start hating them as usual. But they haven't reached that level yet for me. So
I understand that. It's a lot of stuff going on in August. You got a birthday coming up.
Yes, my birthday is next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. And I'll be turning 28, which almost makes me want to gag now that I think about it, just because it all went by so fast. Like I remember when I was 21, now I'm like almost 30.
Yeah, you got a while. You still got a while. You still got like 2 years. You still got it. You still got a minute. You still in your heyday.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, it's not like I feel old. If anything, it's just the numbers make it feel old because right. When you were younger, like 28, you was pretty much a grandma, you know.
Right, now
I'm
exactly.
Like, wow, so I'm the grandma.
You're 28, like, oh shit, yeah.
Right, you know, like now my little sisters look at me like I'm old. I used to look at other people like they were old. It all comes back around, that's for sure.
Yep, definitely. What plans you got for your birthday? Like, what you gonna be doing?
So for my birthday, I'm just gonna go to Tampa. I just really want to go to the beach, but don't want to be anywhere that's too like crowded. So don't want to go to like Miami or anything, because I still want to be like able to like enjoy like sitting outside at a restaurant or something, not worried about the crowds and stuff. Plus Rolling Loud was just in Miami in the summertime. Like that's a lot. Miami is Miami any time of the year, but especially during this time of year. So safe pick was Tampa. May it's on the western coast of Florida where the water is better than it is on the eastern side where it's a little more brown. So
the rolling Rona, as I like to call it.
Rolling Rona. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You got a plan for it. You know, it's always, I feel like once you get to 28, it's like you kind of, you start thinking like you're 30 almost, even though you're not really, you're not 30 yet. You kind of start thinking,
man, like, don't I feel it? Like, do you have any advice for people around my age who are approaching 30? Like life advice or just,
I mean, a lot of people think, oh, 30, you're 30, you old, you washed, you know.
I don't even think it's old anymore. Thank God I grew out of that. I don't think 30 is old at all now, of course, because I'm 30.
30's a fire to me. Like, I'm gonna be 33 in October. That shit fire. I feel like when you turn 30, you get like a clarity, like immediately. Like, nice. Like I'm talking about like the day of, where it's like shit that you cared about $40, you don't give a shit about. Like, I've like a lot of people, you know, for me, a couple of my other friends, like, I'm very comfortable in my own skin now. Like, you know, I really don't care about certain shit. You know, it's just like, you know, I'm too old for this shit. Like, I feel like it's that type of thing, but 30s, man, it's fun. I kind of feel like it's like your 20s, but with more, less of an alcohol tolerance, that's for damn sure. But it's like, it's a lot of clear. Like, I spent a lot of my 20s trying to figure out who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
Now in my 30s, I'm like, I know who I am, and I'm very confident in who I am. So really, I would just be, you know, just get ready for the change, pretty much, of being comfortable, more comfortable kind of.
Well, I'm ready for that. So that's good. That sounds good. That gives me something to look forward to. And it's always nice, like, to hear somebody coming from the perspective of where you want to be. Oh, okay. It's just nice to have somebody, you know, just coming from like where you want to be in age, and somebody who can speak from experience. It makes you feel, I don't know, less like you are on your own. Like, you turn 30 and you're like, well, I'm on my own. I'm 30 now. I got to have everything figured out. So just talking to someone that's already made it to that point in life just feels
better. You never figure anything out, by the way.
Well,
I don't think
I figured out what I was supposed to figure out at like 18.
I don't know what I'm doing at 9 tonight. So I haven't figured out shit, but I do feel like it's more of a conviction in your decisions and things like that. Like, you know,
that's good.
I don't, you know, like, my thing is, like, I used to be like, oh, well, I don't know if I'm gonna make it to the shit. I just tell them straight up, I ain't coming.
No, right. Okay.
I'm not gonna, you know, get you.
I will say that as I'm getting older, I'm definitely getting more like that. I used to be like, well, we'll see. I don't know. I'll let you know. Now I'm more of like, yeah, I'm tired. I'm not trying to do that.
I want to give the listeners a little view into what's going on. I was telling you to keep going because my DoorDash person called. Now, here's the thing with DoorDash. It's the beef I have with DoorDash. This shit is called DoorDash, not Gate Gash.
Yeah.
The reason I ordered it, so I ain't got to leave my fucking house.
Yeah.
So I had to call. He was like, oh, well, I'm outside. Nigga, the gate is open. Come on.
I always like try to be understanding. I know some people live in difficult apartments.
You tell me you can't find a park. I understand my block is hard to park in. I'll come down and get it. But every time I do my order, I go down, I look, make sure the gate is open.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I always try to just make it as easy for them. Like, I'll give you the gate code before you even get here and all. Just so, look, you don't have no reason to not be able to bring my food. And I actually answer the phone when they call me. I think a lot of people don't. So they probably always feel like nervous calling, like, if they don't answer, I'm going to have to call them like 5 more times. But no, I always answer. If I'm ordering some food, just because I'm hungry, usually want to get my food. Right. And I'll be damned if I don't answer. And so you cancel the order and now I got to order again. Yeah, I don't want to do that. So I definitely understand the frustration, though, when they are like, yeah, I'm at the gate. And I'm like, well,
they'll have an attitude and shit like, all right, nigga, it's all right, man.
Yeah, no, I had one. I will say I had a really weird experience with one DoorDash driver where he was like, I'm downstairs, like at my apartment. You could see my door from the stairs, and he's like, I'm downstairs.
Speaking of, he says the gate isn't open, so you keep continuing, which is, I know, is a lie, but okay, I will be back. You can keep going.
See, I told you. See, sometimes DoorDash drivers are a little worried about situations like that. But no, sometimes the gate is open and they're at the wrong neighborhood, or they just see a gate and assume that it's closed. That happens to me sometimes with my DoorDash drivers also. So we're gonna hope that Scott gets his food. Oh man, that's funny. Well, in the meantime, in between time, my next topic is gonna be really funny, but I want Scott to be here so that he can chime in on it. Hopefully he has some people he wants to add to this immature list that I've made. But honestly, I always just think of weird stuff. And instead of asking people that I know that will judge me for it, it's easier if I just talk about it on the podcast, because what can you really do? You can stop listening, fast forward, you can say, hey, I don't like that topic, but no one can really like judge me. So this next topic is judgment-free topic. It's also just really fun. And so we'll wait for Scott to get back, because like I said, I just really want his input and see if he has any people that he want to add to this list that I've created. And I'm sure he does. He actually does, I think, care about WWE. I think, honestly, I don't know, but it feels like the older I get, the more I'm realizing that more people my age actually do. So that's good. He's coming back now. I wonder if he got his food. We will see. Looks like he was doing the walk of shame, so may or may not have gotten his food. Time will tell. Jeopardy song. Something about recording podcasts makes me sweat. Which definitely concerns me a little bit. I'm pretty hot now, but my air conditioning is on like 68, so I'm not gonna adjust it. I'm just going to try to maybe calm down, I guess. Maybe it's just a little bit too much sensory overload. And we're back. I was just over here rambling anyway.
Yeah, so I have to apologize more. DoorDash driver, the gate was closed.
See?
Some asshole in my apartment closed it over the last 30 minutes. So whoever that guy's name was, I apologize.
No, see? This time, because I said something, it actually was the case. I was just saying, like, sometimes that happens, but I think I inadvertently jinxed it and then the gate closed because I said that. It was like, yeah, she's right.
That might have been the issue.
Oops, my bad. I tell people all the time, if I start rooting for something, it fails. If you ever want your team to lose an important game, let me start rooting for them. It's like, it never fails. I could be watching the Super Bowl. I could be watching the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, any sport. If I say, if my team is not involved, obviously. If my team is involved, I'm rooting for them regardless. But like if it's two teams I don't care about and I'm like, eh, I think today I'm going to just go for Bama. They're going to lose by like 30 points because I said that. Even with the NBA Finals, when I didn't care about it, Phoenix won the first two games. And then as soon as I was like, well, I'm pretty happy CP3 can finally get a ring. And then literally that didn't happen. And it was just because I said something, I'm telling you. Consistent. I didn't want Tom Brady to win pretty much any of his Super Bowls. He won. Like it always happens to me like that.
Well, we're gonna blame you for this one today, then.
No, it's my fault. So okay, I'll take the blame. I am a jinx. Some people don't know. It just happens like that.
But let's see what else we got going on. What did I miss?
No, I was just kind of like just giving like a prelude to my next topic because it's okay. Kind of funny and random. Okay. But these are just things that I think about sometimes when I'm at home by myself and they just randomly go across my mind. And then like I'm like, wow, I can't ask my friends because it's kind of weird. but I was looking at a picture of Flo Rida. That's actually what inspired this. And I was just thinking of rappers that look like they would be in a WWE and they would be really good wrestlers, or like at least really well-known ones. So I personally do think Flo Rida, like, he's doesn't make music that I care about. So it's not like I would miss him in music anyway. But he also just really does look like a WWE character. He has like the body and the corniness that comes with it, like that whole character that they all have. He has it. I mean, he does. And I think that obviously Meg Thee Stallion, I know people say it all the time, she really does, like, just her body type and like the way that she like walks in, she looks really dominating. I think she would be really good in the WWE, all jokes aside. Like, not because I think that she wears like wrestling outfits, although I know people have made those jokes.
Which is a hilarious joke, by the way.
But I just think that she looks like she just, I could see her with like an outfit on. She gives me like China vibes, but obviously black. But I could see her being a wrestler. Like if she wasn't doing rap and she went to like a casting call, she probably would get a call back.
Vince would definitely give her a try.
Or I don't know how would they do wrestling casting? I don't know.
Vince McMahon would definitely let her go out there.
And then also said, oh yeah, for sure. I mean, he doesn't seem to like just be super picky in general. He knows a good character when he sees one. Like,
Vince McMahon is top five most evil person ever.
I used to watch SmackDown. That's the only wrestling I ever watched. But I used to watch SmackDown when it came on Fridays.
Diehard wrestling fan when I was a kid. I'm talking about, that's damn near all the shit I watched. Like The Rock, Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels. They raised me, essentially.
Oh, Lord. See, that's what I told y'all. I told you he knows WWE. So
yeah, like from like 8 to 15, I learned more from them than I did my parents. Like,
oh Lord, that's.
And then I got to high school and I was
guys,
like,
well, what does that tell shit. Us?
Then I got to high school and I was like, I ain't watching this shit.
Yeah, it wasn't cool anymore.
Cool anymore in high school, yeah. Right?
Exactly. I watched it when I was a kid. I actually had the WWE SmackDown game on PlayStation 2. It actually wasn't my PlayStation 2, but it might as well have been. I played it all the time. I was always there, but you could like make your own wrestler. And I just think that was the most fun thing in the world. And then did a little story mode and it was cool. And then that game had a lot of glitches. And it might've just been the PS2 at the time. It was pretty old, or the game had a lot of glitches. It was bad technology.
It was a great time in life because it was, you know, I just remember just playing that shit all the fucking time. I don't really play video games at all now. Like I play MLB The Show. That's really the only video game I fucking play, but I used to just play the fuck out of that shit as a kid, and wrestling was definitely one of them games.
It was a fun game. It was a game that, like, you couldn't play with that many people. I mean, you could if you just wanted to fight people, but, like, right. If you wanted to do the story, and I wanted to do the story.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I would like to do the story, too.
So people would be like, can I play? And it's like, no.
Yeah, like, me and my brother would fight each other like every now and then, but mainly I was just trying to have, like, my road to a championship.
They're like, can I play? I'm like, no, I have a Royal Rumble in a few seconds.
Right, I got a fight to get a WrestleMania. Like, what
are you like, no, you cannot play, actually. I thought that was a really fun game, though. And then I also think that the new Gucci, the clone, would be a really good wrestler.
The new Gucci.
Like, with his new teeth and new, like, shape. Like, I honestly could see him being like, I could see him like with the robe on. He gives me like a wrestler, like a cool wrestler. Yeah, he really does. Like, he might not be like one of those title wrestlers that is always like getting a belt or whatever.
He'll definitely be a character though.
Yeah, he would be a character. You know, like how certain people were just character wrestlers. Like they won every now and then just to keep the story interesting. But for the most part, like, they weren't like
the people who got to fill up that time on USA,
right?
A 2-hour show,
exactly.
He definitely be one of them. Definitely
those little those random fights that break out, and yeah, that would be nice. Like
Val Venus or one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
D'Lo Brown or somebody.
Oh
I'm throwing out some old ass names. I don't know who.
I remember
the current mid guys. Somebody.
I don't either. I don't. The most I know about wrestling now is that Mike the Miz, who used to be on The Challenge, in the real world is a really famous, and I mean, it's cool because on the challenge, he would talk about how he wanted to be in WWE. So good for him. I'm happy that worked out for him.
All I know is John Cena's back, aka Jacob Toretto, for anybody who watched the last Fast Furious movie.
Oh, Lord. Please. Not on this podcast.
The worst movie franchise.
In my home, we do not stand that movie franchise. In fact,
it's ridiculous.
They can have it. I keep telling y'all, people are like adding more movies on. They just need to subtract movies. They can take like the last five back.
Yeah, Vin Diesel, please take it back.
Actually, we would like to give these back to you. You can have them. Like, you can please, we insist. Like, we don't want them. But I didn't even know John Cena was wrestling again. I guess that's cool.
Well, yeah, I saw it on my timeline last week and I was like, oh, shit, okay, he's back.
I'm just like, are people excited about that? He's like 50. I don't know. I don't watch wrestling though.
My cousin, my little cousin, is a diehard wrestling fan. Like the last wrestling event I went to, I took her to. This was like before I moved, so this had to be like 7 years ago. And all I remember is like they never came inside Chicago because for some reason United Center is be taxing, so they had to go out to the suburbs. And I remember the Blackhawks had a game 7 that day. And I was like, damn, I told the girl I was going to take it. Like, I'm going to watch the damn game. And they lost. They lost the game. I was in that car and I was hot. And so I just remember that was the last time I seen it. So she, if I called her, I know she would know all the names.
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, wrestling fans, they know they're wrestling. That's one thing. I'll give them that. I'd be like, who? If like, you don't know this person? No, I don't actually.
I wish I could get back into it. It's just, the storyline's too corny for me.
I was going to say, there's like stories now. Yeah. I would have to go back and I shouldn't have to rewatch or any, like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to binge watch wrestling, okay? Like, if I can't figure out what's going on from one episode, I don't need to be involved.
Exactly.
It's too much.
That's a good list though. That's a good list. Those make 100% sense.
Yeah, any artists you think would be good WWE wrestlers?
Who could be a good WWE wrestler? That's a good question.
It's a really hard one.
I actually think, I don't know, Drake wouldn't be a good wrestler, but Drake would be a good personality.
Yeah.
Drake would be a good WWE personality. He could be the agitator, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drake is pretty good behind a microphone as far as his, you know, shit talking. So I think he would probably do that. Yeah. I don't know who would wrestle though.
Have like maybe like DJ Khaled being like you said, a
Khaled could definitely be a manager.
Yeah, he could be a character because he do a lot.
We need to abolish DJ Khaled. Abolish DJ Khaled, abolish Justin LaBoy. I have an abolish list. And those two on the top of it.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I agree, honestly, with both of those. They're both pretty annoying just in general. I don't know. They could breathe wrong. Like if that Justin LaBoy was to tweet like, hey, respectfully, I would be annoyed. Like, and he was saying, hey, like, I don't know. It's just something about it is just like, please leave us alone. He came out of nowhere and now he won't go away.
Right. Exactly. Jesus. Like you've been here since I was in high school. Please leave.
Please leave us alone. I don't know. It's whatever. But yeah, no, the other things that are going on, like the Olympics. When I actually like originally went through the rundown and I said the Olympics, I was just kind of briefly touch on it. This was before the Simone situation happened. But now I just feel like it's important that I just say that I absolutely support her. Not that she cares about my support, but I do. Just because people are being really weird about it. First of all, it's gymnastics. You don't even care about this on a regular basis.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that. Nobody.
None of y'all care. Yeah. None of y'all know like anything about the competitions that are held prior to the Olympics, any of the trials or any of that. You just mad that she left. And I just think that that's selfish. And it's just because you can't be entertained by it anymore.
Yeah. And it's like the two things with that, like one, like I don't know shit about gymnastics. Like somebody killed me on Twitter like 2 weeks ago because her boyfriend said that he didn't know who the fuck she was. And I was like, that's kind of believable. I was like, look, I know, I was like, I watch a shit ton of sports. If I didn't have Twitter, I wouldn't know who the hell.
I grew up watching the Olympics gymnastics, but agreed. Like, I don't just know, like, if someone came and became like the next big gymnastics sensation, I can't say that I knew who they were until that very moment. Like, I didn't know who she was until she was in the Olympics. So And if you're not into that, then
you wouldn't know. But it's just, you know,
I mean, I do think it's unlikely that he didn't see her name anywhere. But
as we've seen, how
before he started seeing her name, he had no
idea. As we've seen for NFL playoffs over last week, not the smartest motherfuckers on planet Earth.
Also extremely true. And I doubt they like open up books that aren't like
playbooks
of themselves or playbooks. Yeah, like I doubt that they just regularly go and be like, let me get a newspaper today and see what's going on with the Olympic trap. So I mean, I could see it. I could see it. But I do just want to say, like, good for her, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Teams, who cares? Who cares what Team USA or fans sitting at home who don't even care about gymnastics, but they do now.
I just want to tell people you know, an armchair tough guys like Jordan would, like, actually Jordan retired because he needed a mental break.
And then also, like, to me, I just think that that's like, people don't understand that, like, gymnastics and all these other sports they keep comparing it to are two different things.
Yeah.
Jordan was having a bad day and he sat out. It would affect the team, but the team would still be the team and they could still compete without him. Again, it would obviously be us without Jordan, but they could still compete. Simone, with her team, can still compete without her as well.
So happened with the Bulls.
She put herself, that's true.
Scotty.
She put herself at risk if she's not feeling it. Any wrong move, she can fall and snap her neck, break a bone. Like, and that's a lot to overcome. And if she's not mentally, she doesn't feel like she's mentally prepared for it, or that it's not, she's not in a good mental headspace for it, then she can very much do whatever she wants to do. Same thing I said about Osaka. Same thing I'm going to say about any athlete. Kyrie Irving, like, I don't understand why everyone's making comparisons. I support anybody who just don't feel like doing something, and so they don't. They don't have to do anything to make us feel better.
I think people think just because they paid all these millions of dollars, like, they have an obligation. And it's just,
they don't
it's
have bullshit. An obligation.
And the funny shit is, it's come with people who would call off work. They have a fucking headache. Like,
and people also don't know, like, before these athletes are, like, Olympic caliber athletes, they don't have a lot of money and endorsements. Yeah. They actually pay for, like, the training up until they get, like, to the star level where people start seeing, like, the potential there. They have to dedicate their own life and funds to their craft that they want to do. So you saying that they're obligated? No, they're not. They don't have to do anything. If all these sponsorships want to take their money back because she decides she don't want to do it, then they can do that. And that probably wouldn't hurt her feelings or her pocket. So I end the conversation right there. Like, I don't even understand why it's like a debate. It's not a debate. She don't want to play. Yeah. She don't care how you feel, James, in Minnesota. Like, that means nothing to her. Like, I don't even know why people think their opinion.
You Cooper and Des Moines.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know why you think that your opinion holds any weight. She don't.
Well, Twitter makes everybody think their opinion matters, and it
Jesus. And it's they don't. It's not even when they're saying like an opinion that could possibly be beneficial to anyone else. It's just when they want to
be assholes.
Yeah, when they want to just express what they don't like. And it's just like, why do you think that anyone cares what you like?
I'm with you on that one, man. I hope she gets her stuff together, and when she's ready to come back and dominate.
Yeah, I hope so too. And if she don't want to come back, that's fine too. She had a great career. Like,
you got good great money.
Career, you know?
Chill out and do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody's up in arms over. I guess that's what I was more shocked about. I'm like, y'all don't even watch wrestling. Why do you care? Like, oh, I can't believe she would do this to me. She don't even know you. And you just started watching last month. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know. People are weird. Weird connections that they have with celebrities and athletes that don't know them. It's just weird. They don't owe you anything. I'm sorry. And then, like, I also was just wondering, you know, since the Olympics is going on and we already seen rolling COVID, seems like the world is officially back open, but COVID, the numbers COVID are going said, up.
Said no, somebody said COVID came back from 3-1. No, it was 2-2 series.
Yeah, I mean, they were never down.
They were never out the series.
They were never down. They were never out of this, guys. We put up a good fight for like 2 months. And then as soon as they said, all right, y'all don't have to wear these masks, and everything was like, all right, we back to dumbasses being dumb out loud.
And I think with me, I'm back to, I had a good 3 months being outside. I had a great time. It was very fun, but I'm cribbing it. Unless it's something necessary I have to do, You ain't gonna see me. I'm not. We had a little scare 2 weeks ago because I was at an event that a couple people had the coronavirus, and I was told to get checked out. And then I called my doctor. My doctor's like, you know, if you ain't got no symptoms, like, don't worry about taking the test. Just stay in the house for like a week.
Quarantine.
Yeah. So thank God I had no, you know, no problem. My friend was you know, still dealing with that shit, but you know,
yeah, see,
the vaccine it helps you to, you know, prevent that shit. So,
and then you got people who want to argue you down about, oh, we can do what we want to do, we're not gonna let the government hold us back. And I'm just like, y'all act like you're being persecuted in the Salem witch trials. Jesus. They just want you to put a mask on,
right?
Like, I just don't understand why everybody is just so up in arms about.
Well, just calm down. People don't like to be told what to do.
Yeah, they don't. Exactly. Because I'm like, you guys are being stubborn just for the sake of being stubborn. Like, and even people who are like, oh, I'm not going to let the government dictate blah, 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 what I'm. And they try to make it seem like they're just a martyr somehow. And they're on this Joan of Arc crusade to stand up against the man. And it's just like, you just want to go outside and just say that. Like, let's stop pretending like you're trying to like start some revolution here because you don't want to wear a mask and you don't want to get a shot, but you don't want to stay from outside. Like, just say that you want to do what you want to do. We would accept that a lot better than you pretending, like I said, that there's some bigger picture that you're like trying to establish here. You're not. You just don't want to do what you've been told and warned about.
Pretty much. Pretty much. I want everybody just got to stay safe because they're saying it's going to get extremely worse by October. You know what I'm saying? And for a majority of the country, it's going to get cold. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody just try to be safe. You know,
flu season rolling around again.
Which I will be taking another flu shot. So
yeah, me too. I'll be getting that too for all the anti-vaxxers out there. I'm sorry. I'll be disappointing you once again and getting my flu shot.
And if they get that booster shot too, shoot me up like Barry Bonds. I will be in line.
Yeah, I mean, also, for me personally, it's just about my own comfort and safety. Even, okay, everybody's like, what if the vaccine doesn't work? What if it doesn't? I don't know, but it doesn't done anything to me to make me not want to get it.
A great comparison. You're like, oh, you still get the vaccine. You still get COVID if you got the vaccine. Hey, you still get shot if you have a bulletproof vest on, but so you don't fucking die.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you might lose your breath for a second if you get shot with a bulletproof vest on, but you'll be fine.
You didn't die. Yeah. I don't know. People don't understand statistics until it's convenient for them. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, everybody is an expert at statistics when it comes to people contracting COVID when they have the vaccine, but they ignore all the statistics of people who don't have the vaccine who are in the hospital dying from COVID. And they're unvaccinated. Like, those numbers are, that's also statistically significant data, but you don't care about that. Like, you just care about the statistics that conveniently match whatever your opinion is or your agenda. And it's just like, come on guys, we are way past that. Like, at this point, it's not a hoax. I think that's been more than proven at this point. And they're not trying to microchip us. I think that goes without saying, but apparently it does not. And hey guys, I got chipped twice, I guess, and I'm doing fine. The government hasn't came and beat down my door or whatever you think they're going to do with the information that they collect from us.
Right.
I mean, because my thing is like, what do people think that they're going to do with the information that they do collect from you by microchipping you? Like, what are they going to do with that information? Unless you run in like parts over there.
It's also like you have a smartphone, so they're already tracking you.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what are you into where you think the government is out for you specifically? And they want to put a chip in you so they can control you as opposed to you sitting at home watching TV all day. Like, I just don't see what the end goal would be for the microchipping group, but whatever, you know.
Right, do what you want to do.
I'm all preached out about it, honestly. People say some anti-vax shit around me, I just be like, oh, okay, move on.
I'm with you. I don't argue no more.
I'm like, yeah,
I'm wasting like, my really breath at this point.
Trust the vaccine. I had an Uber driver, it was like, you really trust it? And I was just like, I mean, as much as I trust anything science or health related, it's not like I'm just like putting my entire faith in. I don't go home and worship the vaccine. But I mean,
I had an Uber driver pick me up for me getting vaccinated. He was like, I ain't doing that vaccine. Like, your car's pretty dirty, ma'am. You have bigger problems at hand.
It's just like, okay. Like, and they always volunteer that information to you. It's never because you ask them, like, so how do you feel about the vaccine? Oh, no, they just volunteer it.
Yep, exactly.
Leave us alone already. Jeez, you made your point. Please leave us alone now. We got it.
Exactly. I'm definitely with you on that. Everybody just got to stay safe. For the next couple months of this year.
Overall, that's the message that I just want to leave everybody with, whether or not you decide to stay inside or wear your mask or get vaccinated or keep a social distance or just make sure you're, whatever you're doing, that you're staying safe, mostly for the people around you. If you don't care about your damn self, then that's okay. You risk your own health, but like, just be considerate of the other people around you whose health you might be putting at risk by being reckless. And that's what I want to leave everybody with before we head on out. Just want to remind you again that you can follow me on Twitter at CatVision and also Instagram at CatDollas. You can follow my producer, Scott, once again at BarbChairScott on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure that you follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and Instagram at Barber's Chair Network. And again, subscribe to the Patreon account, which is patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network.
Indeed, we will be back in 2 weeks. Y'all have a good weekend. Enjoy everything. Stay safe. We out.
Yeah, goodbye.